her up to doing this hoax and that she had not actually given birth to rabbits. She was sent to jail for fraud for this, which seems brutally unfair, but it became like a famous case in how goofy and ridiculous the medical community was in the 1700s, and how gullible some of the most learned men in England were. Pretty sad for Mary Toff, though. She was disgraced, and everyone hated her and booed and jeered, and she had to go to prison again for this goofy legacy of hers. I'll leave you with this, believe it or not, pretty sexist opening stanza from a poem published about the affair. It says, "Most true it is, I dare to say, e'er since the days of Eve, the weakest woman sometimes may the wisest man deceive." So, again, pretty sexist, pretty horrible, but the main thing we're taking from this, it's okay when women lie, especially to doctors, it's funny, and two, Mother's Day coming up, stay frosty for that. Anyway, folks, we've got Andrew McIntyre here with Lavender Cowboy. Here we go.
Like fire. I've been amiss of late.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a brand spanker from the Betts that's called You Wouldn't Like Me. Before that, we heard Morning Coyote with Pornography. And at the top, we heard Andrew McIntyre, Lavender Cowboy. Folks, let's just keep this train a-rolling here. We got some Steve and Malcolmus with Jenny and the S-Dog. Folks, Jenny has holds such a pinnacle in indie rock. For me, of course, there's the Mountain Goats, there's a song called Jenny, there's a whole record called Jenny from Thieves about that same said Jenny. We also have, of course, Trouble Will Find Me by The National has multiple references to Jenny, Jen, Jennifer. It's a perfect name if you're writing songs, folks. You've got all the syllables you could possibly need. And, of course, this new little Stephen Malkmus tune. So let's just dive right in. Jenny and the S-Dog.
Jennifer dates a man in a 60s cover band. He's the S-Dog, Sean, if you wish. She's 18, he's 31. She's a rich girl, he's the son. Something wrong with lemonade. This hurricane, I'm not afraid. Come on, come on.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Imitation of Life by REM. Before that, we heard Flory with Take My Heart. And at the top, Stephen Malkmus with Jenny and the S-Dog. Apparently that Pavements movie is out. I haven't seen it anywhere. I don't know where to watch it. I need to do some more research. But folks, the Pavements movie with the DJ guy, the guy from Stranger Things. It's out. It seems cool. Anyway, folks, it's now time for your Isopenicide Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about Mound Goat's song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. And this week, we're going to back to All Hail West Texas, a classic record, sort of a hinge point in their whole discography. And we're going to Color in Your Cheeks, which is arguably the most political Mound Goat's song. There's maybe some exceptions of deep cut one-off radio songs that were specifically about voting, say. But this song not only is very political, but is considered one of the best songs in the catalog by many, and it's hard to disagree with them. It's Color in Your Cheeks. It's about, as our aforementioned Jenny, the sort of halfway house, unofficial halfway house, this sort of place where anyone can drift in and get something warm to drink, something boozy to drink, and have a couch to crash on. And they take all comers. Zimbabwe, Mexicali, and East Asia, right across the street, St. Louis even, if you could believe it. People from St. Louis all are welcome in this house, which is also the town in Texas, which is also America, folks. Color in Your Cheeks. Everyone is welcome, whether they are walking or crawling, as JD says. And it's a nice sentiment you can hold on to if you're into that sort of thing. Here's the Mountain Goats, Color in Your Cheeks.
She came in on the red eye to Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way from sunny Taipei. The color of a walnut shell and a baseball cap, holding down her black hair. And she came here after midnight. The hot weather made her feel right at home. Come on in, we haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this, it'll put color in your cheeks. Drove in from Mexicali, no worse for wear, money to burn, time to kill, but 5 minutes looking in his eyes, and we all knew he was broken pretty bad, so we gave him what we had. We cleared a space for him to sleep in, and we let the silence that's our trademark make its presence felt. Come on in. We haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this, it'll put color in your cheeks. They came in by the dozens, walking or crawling. Some were bright-eyed, some were dead on their feet. Soviet Georgia, East St. Louis, or from Paris, or they lived across the street. But they came, and when they'd finally made it here, it was the least that we could do to make our welcome clear. Come on in. We haven't slept for weeks. Drink some of this. This'll put color in your cheeks. Daniel to the lion's den. There are opportunities in foreign communities. Who wears a collar? Who wears a crown? Where is the college in the campus town? I used to know. Oh yeah, I swear I used to. You'll get used to it. Is a hard act to follow. A million wacky races running through the hall. Oh yeah, a million pocket spaces filling up tomorrow. A million people's faces is a hard act to follow. When I was 18, someone got stabbed in a church. It's a hard kind of life when you can't even open your eyes. A million people's faces.
Combination lock, stock, open. Passwords for my online banking information. Asking lots of favors while we hang out at the mall. While we make collect calls, it's a chemical exhaust. Lost. We'll be right back.
Yes, I guess so, at least something to me. just us, the star. Now step inside the Widowmaker and listen to your heart. Always the plague of other things.
Oh, I should have seen.